Today I rise to ask my colleagues to support a life-saving piece of legislation. Mr. President, the COVID-19 pandemic has shown how important it is to ensure that our most vulnerable patients in Pennsylvania receive the critical care that they so desperately need. This is especially true for patients who require highly specialized care, including ventilators. We are all one car accident away from needing such care, including those suffering from debilitating diseases such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, Parkinson's disease, and the list goes on and on. Providing this kind of life-saving treatment is complex and expensive, and we have learned that facilities which offer this care have not been adequately compensated for their services that they do provide. This is why it is so critical for us to ensure patients can continue to rely on essential services at a time when our entire Commonwealth needs them most. Senate Bill 108, which I have co-sponsored with our colleague Senator Laughlin, would provide additional and adequate dedicated Medicaid funding to nursing facilities that serve a substantial number of patients who require ventilator and tracheostomy care. The Medicaid reimbursement funding shortfall for nursing facilities that specialize in providing this care has existed for over a decade. As a matter of fact, Senator Laughlin and I introduced this bill before anyone knew about COVID-19. However, these concerns and the need to ensure continued access to these providers has only been heightened by the global health pandemic. We hear every day about the need for ventilator equipment and the services provided by just a handful of facilities in Pennsylvania. We cannot allow these facilities to close. Currently, just 10 facilities in the Commonwealth treat nearly half of the state's 650 patients who require these services annually. If we lose any of these key providers, we lose regional access to this care for families. Studies show that the support of families and friends is vital to the recovery of delicate patients. These patients lose the places that they call home and risk their lives relocating to hospitals, where the care is not only four times more expensive and possibly 6 hours away, but extremely dangerous for their already compromised, highly vulnerable immune systems. We lose these providers, we lose these Pennsylvanians. It's that simple. The time to act and finally help ensure these few providers are able to continue providing life-saving care is right now. We cannot protect ventilator and tracheostomy dependents' patients' lives without these nursing facilities that already have the specialized equipment, supplies, and trained staff in place. Ensuring providers are reimbursed for these costs will not only preserve access to care, but will also provide an incentive for more providers to offer these services in their own communities. Thank you to Senator Laughlin for co-priming this legislation with me and many of our colleagues who have provided strong bipartisan support for this measure. I urge an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 108 for the hundreds of patients who rely on this care and the thousands of us who may need this care one day.